Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be speaking with Isaac, whose plan is to save up enough money to go and buy a boat 50-50 with his roommate, live on the boat instead of buying a house or living in an apartment, and then using that boat to go and travel the world instead. So he wants to know if this is a good idea and for me to critique his plan a little bit. So let's bring him on and let's see what's going on. So Isaac, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on.
Great time to talk to you.
Yeah, definitely. So what's up? What's up today?
So basically, I've always been career-oriented growing up. I'm 23, living in Canada. Mm-hmm. And I've always been trying to pursue, you know, what I can make the best career out of. So for me, I always had an interest in a sport growing up, and I started working that when I was about 16. And I'm 23 now, and I've basically got, like, my dream job. I'm making as much money as I can stand to make in the industry to start. Mm-hmm. And I'm realizing that's not really for me. Like, it's not, I don't know, now that I've worked so hard to get here, it's like, I don't want to just keep doing this for the next 30 years.
Okay.
So what I want to do is, and it's me and my roommate in on this, is save up and buy a sailboat and just basically save up a lump sum at once and then live off of that for, I don't know how long, 20 years.
Okay. So let's start here. How much money are you making right now?
Sorry, so I'm still negotiating my contract, but I'll be making in the range of $20 to $23 an hour Canadian, mm-hmm. which will work out with overtime and what I expect to work and all that, about $45,000 to $50,000 a year.
And this is the job you want to quit?
Yeah, not that I want to quit. It's my dream job. I can't see myself working and being any happier, but I don't think I want to do it for 20 years. You know, I want to work at it as long as I can, save up as much money as possible, and then just... It sounds silly to retire early, but you know what I mean? Like, just travel the world.
Okay, so how long can you see yourself doing this? So my understanding then is that you want to work at this job as long as you can, save as much money as you can by living on a boat.
I want to save up as much money as I can to get there. It's going to cost about $120,000 to $150,000 American.
Okay.
That's what it'll cost to get a boat, to get everything set up so that we have, like, solar panels, we can live without having huge expenses. It'll be about $1,000 a year plus whatever food we get, and then just live off that traveling the world.
And you would do that with your roommate?
Yeah, so basically we're trying to figure out how we can save up $60,000 to $75,000 US as fast as possible, ideally by 30, so in the next 7 years.
Do you want a family?
Yeah, ideally. And I know that's kind of a weird situation.
First of all, when do you want a family? When is that going to happen?
Ideally, I'll find somebody that's on board with this, but if not, I'll...
Pun intended, get it on board.
I'll figure it out on the way. What's that?
Pun intended, because you said on board.
Like, yeah, exactly.
And then I could say, I ship that.
Yeah, get them on board and...
Anyway, okay. Here's what my honest opinion is: that it's a bad idea on so many levels. I don't even know where to begin. First of all, let's say 160.
I can probably think of a few, but
yeah, I think of quite a few. It's just like I have so many reasons why it's a bad idea. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with the financial aspect of it. Buying a boat is not cheap. $100,000+ to buy a boat. Financing a boat is going to be a lot worse than financing, let's say, a house. There's going to be a lot of upkeep and a lot of just docking fees to dock the boat and just keep it sitting there. Not to mention, how much money will you save on a boat versus, let's just say, just going 50-50 on a real estate deal with your roommate and house hacking it. I mean, you could easily live for free. And from a financial perspective, by just house hacking and maybe just going in on a duplex or going in on a triplex, and you two share like two of the bedrooms and you rent out all the other units financially. I know that's not quite sailing around the world, but you know, you got to have money coming in somehow, right?
Well, I've put a lot of thought into that. That's what my stepdad does. He owns 7 or 8 small apartment complexes around here. And it just, the thing is for me, I want to travel. I know I want to do that. And I don't see myself getting to a career point where I'm making, you know, $90,000, $100,000 a year to be able to do the kind of traveling I want, landlocked. Mm-hmm. That's most of it for me. It's not so much about, like, making that money and then not having to work again. It's more just about being able to do that stuff. If I could do that while working, I would probably do that, but I just don't see a possibility for it.
But you also see the risk too that you're relying on a roommate to want the same things as you at the same times as you and have that line up. What happens if your roommate just says after a month, hey, you know what? This isn't for me. I don't want the boat no more. I want to take my money out of the boat. I changed my mind. Who are you going to find to replace that? And you're going to be saddled with either selling the boat or having to buy them out. And there's so many variables. Or what happens if you just decide after a few months of doing this, like, you know what, it's not for me. I prefer being on land.
And that's a possibility. I'm not new to this. Like, I've spent a lot of time just living on the water previously. We had like a large boat when I was a kid in the Bahamas. So I've lived around there. And then we have a liveaboard right now. Mm-hmm. So that's not new to me. As far as buying it, we would want to buy it outright. I wouldn't want to have to worry about trying to make too much money while we're traveling.
So break down the cost for me then. How much is it going to cost to buy the boat? What are going to be the maintenance fees and the docking fees and the gas fee? Like, how much is this going to cost you every month?
So we're looking at, we're not going to be paying too many docking fees because it's a sailboat and we want to basically save up enough money to deck it out with solar panels and stuff so that we're not having to dock and recharge batteries and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because, you can just dock, a kilometer out and then take the dinghy and you don't actually need to go into port most of the time.
Yeah.
So we want to save up enough to get that out of the way. The fuel cost for a generator for what we're looking for is going to be about $1,000 a month. And then the upfront payment with all the upgrades is about $120,000. And then it's just saving up enough to, figure out what our budget is for food going along the way. But I don't see that being a high cost. Like, most of the time when we lived on the water, we just fish or, hunt for lobster.
So then the benefit for you, because it seems like in terms of a place to live, putting that much money down plus $1,000 a month is more expensive to live in a boat.
Sorry, $1,000 a year.
$1,000 a year. Okay.
Yeah, is your fuel cost and all that. So the only thing above the $1,000 a year is anything that breaks down, any upkeep or things like that.
Which what do you think that something might be?
Well, we're the price range we're looking at is for something relatively new. So you have to replace the sails every 10 or so years, depending on usage.
Then
that's really it.
What's the depreciation on a boat if you buy that? And let's just say you decide to sell it after a few years. How much money would you lose?
So if we get something that's at least 5 years old, it's not going to depreciate really. The only depreciation you get on something is based on engine hours, which we want to be sailing most of the time. We don't see us taking too much of a hit on that. Yeah. And then if anything goes wrong, the pricing on boats is pretty, you don't really get a deal anywhere. It's pretty standard. It's unless something's wrong, this is the price,
Yeah. Here's really what I'm getting at here is that a lot of your priorities are going to be changing from 23 to probably 30. What you want right now might not be what you would want at 30. And so that's my only thing, is trying to minimize any cost here, or any potential risk by doing this with a roommate.
I'm very cautious with stuff like that. And the beauty is if I get, it's a 6 or 7 year decision, really. If I get, 3 or 4 years in and I get towards that point, I don't want to do it. I just have this money saved up and it's, now I can look for a down payment on a house or something.
I would just play it by ear. I would just give it 5 years, 4 years, save up the money, do what you're doing right now, continue working this job, continue saving as much money as you possibly can. And then I think my guess is that maybe 5, 6 years from now, the priorities will have changed. Your roommate and you don't see eye to eye on this. Maybe he wants something different or you want something different, whatever it might be. I think a lot can change from 23 to 27 or 28. A lot can change. A lot of life things can happen too. That just maybe you just meet the right girl next year, and she's like, "I am not living on a boat. I need my 7-bedroom lakefront mansion." Bentley GT.
I probably wouldn't give that girl too much time, but
I'm just saying, you never know. You never know what life will throw you away. I think if you get to a point where you can reasonably be like, okay, next week I'm ready to make a decision. What do I do? That's the point where I think we can really go through this. I think it's an interesting plan. I just think so many things can happen in the meantime. I think it's great to work toward. I don't see there being any downside to work towards this, because the worst case scenario is that you save up this money and you decide, well, I'm going to spend it here instead of doing that. Like, that's the worst case scenario. So there's no downside of ever really saving money. It's just...
Yeah, exactly. Okay, awesome. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate your advice.
You got it. Keep me posted with what happens, of course.
Yeah, I will. Maybe I'll send you a video in a couple of years of me on a yacht.
Deal. Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks. Take care, Grant.
Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you guys enjoy content like this, make sure to hit the like button, subscribe button, notification bell, add me on Instagram. I post it pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. Also, we just set up a Discord. So we got one of those Discord server things. So anyway, link to that is in the description. And while you're in the description, you may have noticed Webull. You get 2 free stocks when you deposit $100 into Webull. So if you guys want to do that, get 2 free stocks, the link is down below in the description. So anyway, with that said, thank you so much for watching, and until next time.